Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a book that is a little golden book. It's vintage. Actually, I remember having seen this book when I was a little kid. So it's quite old. The story is called Feelings from A to Z. And when we go through this book, I think we'll also maybe have a bit of a conversation about times when maybe you've had some of these feelings, and we can kind of talk about which ones you like and which ones you don't like. What do you say? Mm-hmm. Okay, so today's story, Feelings from A to Z, is by Pat Visser. The pictures are by Rod Ruth, and the book is read by Mommy and
Chicken Nugget to Lego Critic.
Chicken Nugget to Lego Critic?
Chicken Nugget, the Lego Critic.
The Lego Critic. Ah, I see. Well, someone's got to critique those Lego. It might as well be you, right? Mm-hmm. Love it. Okay, here we go. Feelings change often throughout each day. When children work and when they play. Sometimes Anne feels angry. And B, Bob, feels bashful. We can see Anne, she is chasing down a dog who has stolen her Valentine. They're at a Valentine's Day party. And Bob is holding his Valentine card, looking over, wondering if he should give it away. Chris feels cuddly. C, D, Donna feels daring. E, Elaine feels embarrassed because Elaine sat in some wet paint, didn't she? And she got paint all over her pants. Have you ever felt any of these things? Mm-hmm. Which ones have you felt?
I feel embarrassed when some of my friends have cooler Legos.
Cooler Legos and you don't? I see. Well, do you want to know, it helps sometimes to think about, it helps to think about a time in your life when you didn't have Lego. It helps to think about places where Lego don't exist.
Mm. Like what?
Well, there's lots of places where they don't have Lego. Mm. F, Fred feels fatherly. G, Glenn feels glad. H, Henry feels helpful. I, Ike feels ill.
Why?
Probably because he ate too much candy. In the picture, we can see it's a Halloween party. It looks like they're all at different Halloween parties, and they're dressed as all kinds of very interesting costume choices. And it looks like Fred is kind of helping along a little girl in her astronaut costume, because it's probably hard to see inside that helmet. And Glenn has a whole bag full of treats. And Henry is helping someone who has spilled her candy. And Ike has eaten his candy. Ike is usually a short name for Isaac. And looks like Isaac might have just eaten all of his candy and is probably not going to feel well. Julie feels joyful because in this picture it's Christmas and she's gotten a doll. Ken feels kind. He's helping an animal, isn't he? Who's hurt its paw? L, Linda feels loving. M, Max feels mean. N, Norman feels noisy. Now, when we look at these pictures, do you ever feel like you're any of these things?
The top one.
Loving. Yeah, she's cuddling with a kitten, isn't she? I sometimes feel noisy. In the picture, we can see Norman's got some sticks and he's hitting a bucket. And the cats are running away from him because he's very loud. Ooh, here's a good one. Opal feels obstinate. That's a great word. Do you know what it means? Mm. Stubborn or determined to not do what someone has asked is what you would call obstinate. If someone says, okay, let's change your shoes from these cowboy boots to these dress shoes, and you say, absolutely not, I don't want to do it, that's you being
obstinate.
I
feel obstinate
a lot. I know you do.
Sometimes people tell me to put away my Legos when I don't like to put away the Legos.
Yeah, you don't want to do what they say, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's obstinate. But in the picture, we can also see Pat feels pretty. And she's got her cute outfit on. It looks like it's Easter here. They've got Easter lilies and they've got Easter baskets. Mm-hmm. I think this book is going through all the holidays too, right? Quentin feels quiet. He's laying on the beach. R. Ruth feels relaxed. And I don't blame her. She looks like she's relaxed. Mm-hmm. S. Sue feels sad. T. Tom feels tired. U. Yuta feels uncomfortable. V. Vera feels victorious. And we can see what's going on in this picture is they're doing what? A sack race? Mm-hmm. Where you have to hop around in big bags and try to see who can get there the fastest. And Tom is exhausted. He's laying down on the job. Sue might have stepped on Yuta's toes. That's why she might feel sad, don't you think? And you're just holding her toe crying. But Vera won. Good job, Vera. Wanda feels worried. Xavier feels excited. And in the picture we can see, it looks maybe they're doing a bonfire for the 4th of July, right? Mm-hmm. And Wanda's trying to carry too many sticks for the fire, right? But mm-hmm. Xavier's just enjoying the fireworks. Mm-hmm. Why? Yolanda feels yelly, and she is yelling. And Z, Zelda feels zippy. She's moving quite quick on the ice because this is an ice skating picture. And Yolanda's cheering her on, you can do it, and yelling at full voice. Children with feelings from A to Z are growing up, just like you and me. I like that there's a lot of different kids to look at, and they're all feeling different things, but I want to say something about this. You grow and you change, okay? Mm-hmm. So, as we saw with the kids in the Halloween picture, you may think, I'm so happy going trick-or-treating and getting all these candy, and every time I have candy, I feel happy. But if you eat all the candy, suddenly you don't feel happy anymore, right? You feel ill. Because you've eaten too much of it and your tummy hurts. Your feelings evolve. They become different. So you have to choose for yourself how you want to feel as much as you possibly can. You are the one who gets to decide, I'm going to be upset or I'm not going to be upset. Do you see? Mm-hmm. Okay. And even if you do truly get upset about something, you can choose how long you want to be upset about it. And that's pretty nice to know too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.